InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Bridges and around power plants, saying you want to wipe out our whole civilization, you want to commit genocide against us. Well, then kill us. And the media are calling them barbarous scum because they have courage. You can say that it's a bad religion and the Mullahs are bad, and I agree with that, but you can't sit there and I've seen a few shots where it looks like there's some teenagers there. So they're saying, oh, look, they've got children out there. And that is wrong. But the point is what's really wrong is announcing that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. Next segment, I'm going to read to you the international definitions and Webster dictionary definitions and encyclopedia definition. In fact, get me an encyclopedia write up on it, just randomly. And it is the very definition to wipe out a whole civilization or people culture. It's actually ethnic cleansing, but on a mass scale. Now, Israel and the deputy minister, under Netanyahu, have been talking about using atomic bombs and neutron bombs. And there's a very good chance that Israel is going to strike Iran with nuclear weapons. And so we played that clip yesterday. You notice I've been saying for weeks, they've had different people in the Pentagon pushing the idea of using tactical nukes. NATO's been talking about using tactical nukes on the Russians. Completely insane, changing doctrine away from mad, mutually assured destruction. It's held us in good stead for 70 years without a nuclear war. And the U.S. is the only country that's ever dropped atomics on anybody. Obviously, in World War II, at the close, at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Fat man and little boy. So, those weapons are tinker toys compared to what's out there now. And so, it's a very serious threat. And now it's all over the news. Because when you say totally obliterate an entire society, an entire culture, civilization, that's what that means. So I talked to a lot of insiders that know Trump well and notice some of those folks you don't even see doing interviews right now because they're not going to lie, but they can't bring themselves to say what's happened. But Trump has gone from not giving a F to absolutely thinking he's invincible, thinking that he is right, thinking that he can do no wrong. And we are on the edge of total disaster. I mean, this is serious war crime stuff that's already going on. Blowing up civilian bridges and already hitting power plants. But now it's about to intensify. And when Trump defines it as genocide, then it's open and shut. I mean, leave it to him to, like, I'll destroy your whole civilization, never to be brought back again. That's genocide. We'll be right back. Share the live feeds on Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier it would. I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexshowstore.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. And we are now well into the Trump administration. Let's put up on screen how many days we're into this. And he has completely gone off the rails in a spectacular way. Emergency Tuesday broadcast, nuclear attack fears mount after Trump threatens to wipe out all of Iranian civilization. Iran cuts all contact with the U.S. Meanwhile, Israel is bombing Kharg Island with the U.S. ahead of U.S. invasion. We're entering the 442nd day of the Trump administration. I want to be very clear up front here. Very clear. The Trump of the last 10 years until about 8 months ago was amazing. Didn't tell lies. Almost everything he said was accurate. Really stood up for this country, did the best he could, went through hell, and we changed the world for the good. Much better Supreme Court, the list goes on and on, the border shut down, trying to stop war with Russia, all of it. Putting RFK in, all of it. And we saw him start changing course when Elon Musk left and said there's big problems here. And then the neocons, Israel swooped in and basically has full control. Since then, when you watch the cabinet meetings, it is a sycophantic worship session. Trump began to switch his policies up on everything from glyphosate to so-called skilled visas. You saw him pull ICE out, and now deportations are way down. He has made a dramatic turn away from what classic MAGA was. And so it is with great horror that I have to speak out against Trump, because make no mistake, on the other side, we have people like the Virginia governor, Spanberger, who's a total CIA demon, and Gavin Newsom, Patrick Bateman. I mean, we know they are evil, and they got their act together. And they are coming after our families, our children, our future. They want the carbon taxes, Trump killing the carbon taxes. That global thing is in trouble everywhere. It's falling apart. Beautiful. There's estimates it'll kill 2 billion people if they cut carbon in half the next 10 years. You see what's happened to the Strait of Hormuz, so just a little bit. This is all Great Reset 2.0. And everybody's saying that now. Catherine Austin Fitz, great economist, says Iran war is COVID 2.0. I've been saying that since before it began. That would be their COVID 2.0 to derail his recovery, which has happened. So it is with great horror and pain that I have to very aggressively oppose this new megalomaniacal creature that inhabits the White House, because I've been through hell to defend the president. I've gotten no support back, never asked for it from him. All I've gotten is blood, sweat, and tears, because I knew it was the right thing to do. And the left's got this talking point that all of us that ever supported him, we were wrong. No, Trump didn't want to have the lockdowns, didn't want to continue them, didn't want to do four shots like you, and doesn't want nuclear war with Russia. And I could go on and on. So, and doesn't want to cut little boys' penises off. I don't want to hear it from you. We're not like you when you follow your evil leaders off the edge of a cliff. We're not in a cult. We're not in a cult of personality. We supported Trump because he was night and day compared to the globalists, the Democrats, the left, the UN, the WEF worldwide, and they came after him, and they came after those of us that supported him. But this is a new, different Trump. Again, my mom's dad, one of the smartest people I ever knew. His son, my uncle, one of the greatest men I ever knew. He died of pneumonia, so his brain was there when he went into a coma. With my grandfather, he had a stroke after heart surgery, and it was like going from an angel to Rumpelstiltskin for that last year. And so this stuff happens, okay? Under the stress and under all the Sudafed he takes and all the bad stuff he eats and everything else and sleep deprivation, which I said 6 months ago, it's sleep deprivation. He looks really unhealthy. His belly swole up. His calves have swole up. Whatever he was doing right before the campaign was great. He looked a lot better, lost a bunch of weight, was playing golf every day, getting rest. Anybody would crack under that. Anybody. So I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just saying what it is. So let's get this clear. When you make statements, and I'll go over the definitions in a moment, like a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, that is the most simple, clear definition of genocide I've ever heard. I'll read you a whole bunch of the mainline ones, and you'll see, my God, that's he crystallized it so perfectly. I will end your civilization, your culture, never to be brought back again. That's what genocide's about, a people, a thing. With mass death. I will totally annihilate your country. He said that too yesterday. It'd be like in Mars Attacks when you know they show up and they start just blasting all the capitals. And they're already blowing up the bridges and power plants. They already blew up Kurg Island. U.S. military strikes Kurg Island with Israel, Iran's main oil export hub. U.S. strikes Kurg Island. American official confirms. The Iranians have broken off communication with us 100%. While Trump declares a deal is about to happen, J.D. Vance said, yeah, I sure hope they back down because we're going to totally destroy them. Serious nuclear weapons fears. You have Israeli cabinet members on TV, I played it yesterday, saying, we got nukes, we got neutron bombs, we should go ahead and hit them. And the minister that's right under Netanyahu is even more crazy than him. He's like, yeah, don't tell him the secret. And they're all laughing about it, like it's funny. It's not funny. And just from the public relations standpoint, you don't want your president sounding like a Marvel comic supervillain who's in some space station with destructo beams saying, give me control of your nations, or I will start vaporizing your capitals and then your entire country. Or like Cobra Commander. If you do not hand over complete control to me, unconditional surrender, I will destroy your entire civilization. Ha ha! Hail Cobra! I mean, who is this, Thanos or something from Endgame? Trump's making the Joker look like a good guy. So this is a political disaster. His approval rating is down to 33. I predict he'll even go lower now. He was 56 8 months ago at his height. That's Democrats and Republicans being polled in independents. This is a mega disaster. Already started to derail his recovery that was working. And then you've got all of the enemies of Trump and the never-Trumper neocon Israeli operatives literally saying all of us need to be put in prison. We need to be killed, the rhetoric is now. They are foaming at the mouth. How dare you not want a new total war? How dare you not want to destroy a whole civilization? How dare you not want the Strait of Hormuz shut down? And then you have the flip-flopping. Oh, I don't need the Strait of Hormuz. It's your problem. Everybody else, you go free it. When our own Navy says we can't because of the installations and how many weapons they've got there. It's a shooting gallery. It's a trap. And he's like, I don't want it. Open that effing thing right now. I'll destroy your entire civilization. I'll destroy your whole country. Allah Akbar. God is great. Allah is great. I mean, what? It's cuckoo town. And 20 plus times he said the war's won. And they're getting ready to physically go into Kirk Island. That's the military's been told they're going in. Now, sometimes Trump can pull back, but that looks like it's happening. What have we gotten wrong so far in 38, 39 days? I've gotten zero wrong. Dead on. Everything the neocons said about the regime will fall in 3 to 4 days, 100% wrong. And what happens in the escalation ladder? Let's use nukes. Now the Russians are talking about using nukes in Ukraine. See how that works? You can use them, we can use them. It's called a threat escalatory ladder. It's what all militaries at the war planning level study. It's what they follow. It's called war doctrine. And it's just like mathematics with probabilities. Pentagon said less than a 10% chance of success. And were they right? Yes. But there were commanders, like the head of CENTCOM, that said, no, we can do it. And now the Iranians are volunteering to go to the bridges and power plants all over the country and form human shields. So there'll be videotape of them all dying when the attack comes. But Trump's already done it. Wall Street Journal, Fox News reporting. Oh, Trump says if it looks like there's any movement from them, he'll extend the deadline again. So not only is he acting like a supervillain that has real weapons, can destroy the planet, he's then, this is the fourth time he's moved the goalposts. I mean, if you're going to make supervillain ultimatums, supervillain statements, well, then you better follow through. And I'm not saying follow through, but that's the weirdest message to send. It's the worst. And if they would have fallen in 4 days, I'd stand back and say, this is incredible. But watch Israel try to put an some Al-Qaeda leader or something like that in Syria. Or some puppet dictator. That's why I don't trust his regime change. But I'd have been, wow, this is incredible. Trump is just magic. He has a magic touch. Snatching Maduro was daring and incredibly executed, and nobody else could do something like that but us. But Iran's a whole different kettle of fish, whole different barrel of snakes. And you see that. So I am in the twilight zone right now. I am officially in the twilight zone right now. And I'm sitting there watching Trump wreck MAGA, wreck the Republicans, wreck the world economy, maybe wreck the planet physically. And then I'm just looking over at the Democrats, smiling and giggling and everything else when they did nothing in Congress to block this. Playing with fire, gambling again. There should be a coalition of Republicans and Democrats, and they should vote in on the war powers and say you don't have it, and they should cut the damn funding of this. My God, what's it going to take? Trump ending the world? Instead, they love it. Oh, they'll protest it with the Muslims and march around with Mondami with all their Red-Green Alliance crap. And I've got to sit here and know they're breathing down my neck. They want to put me in prison. Trump was our lifeboat. And then our lifeboat set itself on fire. And now I'm like, what do we do? And people are treating this like, what side are you on? Are you pro-Mullah? Are you pro-America? They blew up our barracks, so now it's revenge. And back in the air, I think we've had enough revenge already on them. It's crazy town. Absolute crazy town. Because it's not going to work. The strait is closed. It's derailing the recovery. And then Trump has to double down to Mars attacks level to Independence Day. We should be rolling that ass for the vaporizing the capitals. And this is just archetypally villainous. This is archetypally tyrannical. This is bad guy stuff. dress like the bad guy. You know, at least Bill Gates, while he mass murders, wears a pink sweater and goes, oh, hi, oh, liberal. The left puts women in charge to annihilate everything so that you know, archetypally think of a woman's non-threatening. No, this is like the Nazis in black uniforms with skull pins on their hats. This is real death. This is where we love bombs. Where our diplomacy is bombs. Do what we want are bombs. Even when you're doing that, you say, we're really sad we have to do this. We're really sorry about the schoolgirls. They're like, oh, big deal. Most other missiles hit their targets. Who cares? The whole world sees that. The dirty, rat-like nature of the neocons. And the Israelis all over TV giggling and laughing about nuclear weapons and killing them all and quoting Bible verses about genocide and just acting like somebody plugged them into a light socket. They're just, ah, 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 ah. It's demonic. And here's Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes asking, is President Trump the Antichrist? No, but this is an Antichrist spirit creeping into the White House where he's Jesus, he's going to save us, we have to worship him. All of them comparing him to Jesus, comparing the weapons officer shot down on the plane to Jesus. I mean, this is cultic stuff. And it is an Antichrist spirit. You know, the Bible tells us many times there are many Antichrists and an Antichrist spirit. And I don't think Trump's a devil worshiper. I don't think he gets on his knees and prays to the devil. I think he's under a demonic spell. And the preachers around him act very demonic. He's under a delusion that he's a savior. No, the Antichrist knows he's the Antichrist, but there are many that come in the form precursors of the Antichrist. Just like you have Abraham, and then you have David, and then you have Jesus. It's the same repeat. Well, you have that with the Antichrist. But definitely this type of activity is ushering in Antichrist-type behavior. The Iranians think they're triggering the return of the Mahdi, or the final Messiah. A bunch of sects of the Jews think that and say that everywhere. And the Christian evangelicals, the dispensationalists, believe that. Well, how do you bring Jesus back before the Antichrist is here? No, they're going to say the Antichrist is the Messiah. And you're going to have the Jews and the Muslims and a lot of the Christians say he's it. See how the setup? And then the real Christians that see through it are going to be executed. It's all in the Bible. But oh no, the churches are saying we're going right to the end of the world, right to Jesus, and blowing up Iran makes Jesus come back. Really, where's the Antichrist? Where's the tribulation? Where's the mark of the beast? It's all coming in, but it ain't here yet. You can hear the train coming, but it ain't here yet. It's a few miles down the road, but it ain't here. Anybody can see that. But it is being fulfilled. The beast, the caste of society, the AI, the social credit score. You don't act like we want and do what we say and let us track you every move. You don't eat. It's here. So let's go to Tucker and Nick Fuentes. You just got my take on it. And then we're going to come back and get into where this is going, the ultimatum tonight. I think just because Trump blinked this time for the fourth time, I don't think that might be a feint. I think Israel's going to hit him. Let's go to these clips. Here it is.
And you have to think through, like, could there be a spiritual component to what we're watching? Is it just a conventional escalation ladder in a badly thought out war with ill-defined goals, and we just wound up in this really tough place where we face either humiliation on the one side or a nuclear launch on the other? That's part of what it is, but could it be something bigger than that? Is it possible that what you're watching is a very stealthy yet incredibly effective attack on what, from a Christian perspective, is the true faith, belief in Jesus? Is that what really is under attack here? Maybe that's what's been under attack for a long time. Maybe our whole lifetime. Maybe almost everything we see is an attack on that faith the one faith that is always attacked, always and everywhere for 2,000 years. It's one. Many faiths have been attacked. Many religious people of different religions have been killed over the past 2,000 years. But there's been only one sustained effort to exterminate a faith, and that's the Christian faith. Could that be part of it? And is it possible that the president sees this not just in geostrategic terms and military terms and economic terms, got open the strait? Okay. Is it possible the president sees this in bigger terms? Sees this as the fulfillment of something or the elevation to some higher office beyond president of the United States? That's entirely possible. And that's not an attack, but it's also not a guess. Because at every turn since the inauguration last January, there have been religious leaders on the scene telling us out loud. Most of us ignored it because we're just so secular. We just sort of ignore it. Got some sleazy Southern Baptist preacher who says whatever for money. Okay, got it. We've ignored that this could actually be real. There's something going on here.
To me, I just feel like it's a little bit too late. I feel like Woody Harrelson in 2012. Remember that movie? And Woody Harrelson played that character that predicted the end of the world. And it's like, hey, man, I tried to tell everybody. I tried to let you know that this was coming. Now everybody wants to prep. Now everybody's saying, what do we do? How do we stop this? What can we tell our congressmen? Can we call Congress? And I'm like, listen, like, you know, it's great. I'm happy that you made it this far. I appreciate you signed the apology form. It's a little late in the game for that. The Antichrist is president. Okay. The Antichrist is president. The red heifer has been born. We are at war with Iran. The Strait of Hormuz is closed. At this point, reasonably, what really do you think is going to happen? What do you think is this is the end game. This is it. People are coming to the show now in 2026. The bombs have already dropped. Purim was last month, and people go, Mr. Fuentes, there's too many of them. What are we going to do? I'm like, we, I told you not to vote for Trump. The Antichrist was on the ballot. They practically said, Antichrist 2024, Gog and Magog and Armageddon. Like, you voted for this. I told you not to. Now you ask me, what can we do? Well, it's too late. There's nothing that can be done. So, for the past 6 weeks, we're talking about the latest, the developments, the updates, and so forth. But honestly, I'm like, guys, we just got to go into the mountains. It's time. It's time to go into the nuclear bunker. It's time to go to New Zealand. It's just time to get a clue. It's getting a little too real. And maybe it's just time to face the music. Maybe it's time to face reality. Okay. This is it.
What have I been reporting in the last year and a half? It's come out in the news. All these elites have been moving to Patagonia down in South America. They've been moving to New Zealand. And then the ones that aren't as rich, you know, they're just building giant bunkers and getting huge yachts too. This is serious stuff, folks. Trump says he's going to destroy a whole civilization tonight. We'll come back with the latest. Stay with me. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between president the order Hillary. Being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses.
They're voting for peace on planet Earth if they vote for Trump. But if they vote for Hillary, it's war.
We came, we saw, he died.
With her, you'll end up in World War III.
I want the Iranians to know that if I'm the president, we will attack Iran.
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
The U.S. military has just raised the threat level to DEFCON 2. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is still threatening Russia with military action following unconfirmed reports of further hacking. It's like she's not even concerned about the repercussions.
Of course not, guys. Because she's...
Well, there's a really loud noise.
All right, looks like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. We'll try to get Leanne back on in a few minutes.
When the president gives the order, it must be followed.
Roger.
President Trump vows to destroy an entire civilization, an entire people, to never be brought back again. The definition. Netanyahu has said the attack has commenced. Doesn't matter that Trump said he may move the deadline back for a fourth time. We are crushing the terrorist regime in Iran, but we are doing so with even greater vigor and increased force. Yesterday, we destroyed transport planes, dozens of helicopters. Today, we attack and take out the bridges and the train tracks. And they're hitting Kirk Island with the U.S. We'll get to that. But you just saw that video that I put together with Darren McBreen and Leanne McAdoo 10 years ago. That video got over 100 million views on YouTube and on Twitter and everywhere else, like 60, 70 million on Instagram alone and Facebook, was all over the news. You know, Trump, hey, with Hillary, we go to war with Iran and Russia, nuclear war, you don't want her. And I have hundreds of clips of Trump saying this, you know, saying it other times. And man, did he change. And they got a few clips of him in the 80s saying, yeah, I mean, we go to war with Iran, we need to take their oil and take their coastline and all the rest of it. They go, see, he was consistent. Yeah, he said that once. And we have hundreds of clips of him saying, don't go to war with Iran. It's insane. And I've got tweets and posts just a year ago or so, him saying that. So I'm with the old Trump. I'm not with the new Trump. It's that simple. It's like you're married to a lady for 20 years. And you get home a little bit early. And she's got the mailman, the milkman, and the FedEx man pulling a train on her. And then she tells you she hates you. And you're just like, okay, we're done. That's it. Open bedroom door. The neighbors, you know, Bob and Jim and whatever are in there gangbanging her. I mean, and except it's Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro and Benjamin Netanyahu and all these other miscreants and Ebert Trumpers. And I'm just, okay, all right. You want it, you got it. And I love the fake neocons that are really just globalist Trotskyites. That's where they come from. Look up the history of neocons, who founded them. And they're running around posting clips of me everywhere. Like, ooh, we caught him. Ooh, he's off the Trump train. Ooh, he's a traitor. Ooh, you were never on the Trump train, dumbass. You hijacked it and ran over the edge of a cliff. And this is a disaster. There's no way it even ends good now. But it goes from bad to worse, and you guys are more repudiated and more hated than ever. Israel is 100% rogue under Netanyahu. I predict it will never recover from Gaza and Lebanon and the West Bank and all of this open war crime genocide when they declare Amalek and all that. That's genocide. Got to give them A-plus for telling the truth, though. And now Iran technically, I'd say, is 500 times worse than Gaza to take. And so Israel wants the same policy for Iran they had for Gaza. Put that Leningrad headline back up, please. Was Trump oblivious to the realities of Netanyahu's promised easy war on Iran? Yeah, it's on record. I talked to the people in the cabinet meetings. And Trump listened to Tulsi Gabbard about 5 days before when they gave him a report from the Pentagon intelligence agency saying 90% chance of failure of regime change. That's what this was. But it's illegal to do that preemptively, so they call it, you know, getting rid of the nukes and, you know, the missiles, degrading Iran's capability. And then Israel hit him first to drag us in. So, yeah, Israel's, even if you thought Israel could get away with this, and even if it worked, it would still be morally wrong. But it didn't even work. And the Iranians have broken off all contact. They've announced, we're not talking to you any. Stop saying you're talking to us. And their citizens have showed up in hundreds of bridges and power plants saying, blow us up, we're here. It's unbelievable. These people will be harder to fight and beat than the Vietnamese. Trump's new reasonable Iran is neither new nor reasonable, and he knows it. oh, yeah, he's all over the map. I'm going to destroy you, kill your culture, kill your civilization. Oh, they're reasonable. Oh, they got a BB gun. They have no weapons. Oh, my God, they're so formidable yesterday. This is not 10D chess. This is someone who has been set up. And I've talked to people. I begged them, but they're not going to do it. But you know I'm telling you the truth. You see his actions. Have multi-hour conversations. He calls one of these people every 2 days, late at night. Hour-long conversations. And by the end of the conversation, he's like, yeah, Tulsi's great, and yeah, Mark Levin's horrible, and yeah, I shouldn't have done this, man. They set me up. Well, what do we do? And you see him the next day at a press conference. Yeah, Mark Levin's really evil and bad. I listen to bad people. I shouldn't have, but he's nice to me, so I did what he wanted, even though it wasn't a good decision. He's talking about the war. Want to see the clip again? But that's the thing. It's like he's in a dream state. And so you can hang up the phone on Trump. He'll hang up the phone, and he's on the right course, and then he hears something else, and he's there. He's like, squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. And I'm not defending him. I'm telling you what's happening, okay? I've now talked to 3 people that talk to Trump at length. But one of them talks to him routinely. And you know who they are. And they said, they don't mind me saying this, just don't say who, as if they don't know. Okay, whatever. Why don't you just come on air, bro? Notice General Flynn's not talking. He is, it's not the sources. He's not even closer to Trump. He's completely freaked out. And, you know, these are people that Trump has actually stood up for, too. Saved. So they don't know what to do. And the majority of the cabinet thought this was all horrible, but they won't tell Trump no. This is crazy town on steroids. So I'll take the old Trump over the new Trump, and I just love the icing on the cake and the sprinkles and the cherry and the whipped cream. Of every neocon or leftist that attacked Trump and hated him, being who we're supposed to salute the flag to. Oh, remember the U.S. wasn't involved with the Iranian uprising. Yeah, we were. Now Trump admits it. Israel's now carpet bombing Lebanon, whole neighborhoods. The U.S. is doing that. I watch this stuff. They show Trump like black and white gun footage from the aircraft or from the missiles before they hit, sending back data. I'm watching the color. And you'll just see houses and, you know, 5-story apartment buildings. And you'll see like 5-6 blocks just boom, 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 boom. Then I go check later the local TV and it's just obliterated dead kids and women everywhere. That's not what America does. And then I hear the same from Mark Levin. Well, in World War II, we carpet bombed Germany. We didn't have precision guided munitions. And Kurt Vonnegut shot down, highly decorated, wrote about it in Slaughterhouse 5 or 9. I remember the book in 30 years. New Kurt, great guy, big listener. Sent me some great original art he did for me, but not name dropping, just really cool. Jimmy Stewart was a war hero and had nightmares about all the missions he flew over Germany and dropping bombs on people. But that argument is evil. And by the way, you know Churchill, and I'm not defending Hitler, just a historical fact, look it up, manipulated Hitler into targeting London in the Blitz because the RAF was almost defeated. They had a few weeks left. The Germans were only hitting military bases. They knew Hitler was emotional, so they sent a bunch of Lancasters. The British had a daring raid and hit Berlin and bombed a bunch of government buildings, and it pissed Hitler off. So he then diverted, and Hermann Goering told him, don't do it, head of the Luftwaffe. Well, what a character there. Talking about Baron Harkonnen, for real. And they shifted to just carpet bombing London. And then the world looked, oh, they're carpet bombing London. And then we mercilessly then hit them with 1,000 times they were in London, blew up, burned, destroyed every city. By the way, it made the Germans fight harder. hitting non-military targets. Just vengeful, stupid. And Kurt Vonnegut got shot down, and so the Slaughterhouse book, was it Slaughterhouse 5 or 9? I can't remember. Look up Kurt Vonnegut Slaughterhouse. He's being kept in an old slaughterhouse, and then the very bombers bomb him and almost kill him and kill a bunch of the other POWs, and he's just like, ah! Because there he was, already not liking bombing civilians. Now he's shot down. Now he's being bombed by his buddies. I'll pull it up. Kurt Vonnegut Slaughterhouse, I'll pull it up. You know my factoiding. I have to have it. Factoiding is what I do. You just go to the old searchy-wurchy. Slaughterhouse 5. There you go. The Children's Crusade, A Duty Dance with Death. I read that when I was like 20. Powerful. See, I've actually read a bunch of books written by the guys that did it. Oh, and both my grandfathers, too. Yes, my dad's dad, again, did all of his 22 missions out of North Africa and volunteered for a whole nother one once he went into Italy. And right before that, because we didn't know until he died, we got his papers, they strafed their base. He got hurt, Purple Heart. He was a captain, so he didn't go out. And that flight, they got blown up over Europe. And they said, Jerry, you're done. You've done your missions. Thank God, or I wouldn't be here. But to those guys, it wasn't a macho thing. It was their buddies up there. They couldn't. You only had to do 22 missions. But on average, about 15% of the planes didn't come back. Some missions, over half were lost. This is like the startup. This was like, you're going in a B-17 or a flying coffin Liberator, and here come 200 Messerschmitts or Focke-Wulfs. And you're just Swiss cheese in there getting blasted in there. And you're 50 cals. But just imagine where we're at this point, ladies and gentlemen. And now like a little Jeffrey Dahmer with a magnifying glass pulling the legs off of a bug, getting off on his power. That's what the neocons in Israel are. We'll destroy your whole civilization. We'll annihilate you. We'll bring you down. You better give up right now. Meanwhile, now Trump's backing off for a fourth time. Oh, a glimmer of progress. Maybe we won't launch it tonight. The Iranians have killed contact, Wall Street Journal. We look like fools. The world economy is plunging. We're being seen as the villains. We're little Israel now. Yeah, Israel's the boss. It's true. Head of the ADL says, I'll get you shut down and debanked. Anybody saying Israel started this war is an anti-Semite. You freaking started it. You admit it. You're bulldogging it. You're attacking Congress, pushing him to do it. What the hell is your problem, you damn supervillain? I'm not like, oh, God, Israel's doing horrible stuff. I get to attack Jews. Everybody knows that's not where I even wanted to go. I didn't want to get in this position. I didn't want Israel to act like this. But, man, I tell you, you talk about becoming a villain or just reveling in it. You're crazy. But I guess it's like gambling, though. Just the people running Israel get off on this. This is the danger. It's thrilling. They're on the TV. We're going to nuke them to Trump. And they're like having orgasms for like 5 minutes on TV. I watch all these shows and they act like a bunch of crazy people. Trump's openly genocidal threat ignites global panic. Military needs to revolt. I'm not saying that. This is all so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start going to clips. Here's, God, I got so many. I got to get going here. On the phones up too. Here's J.D. Vance creating more of a panic, saying, I sure hope you give up because it is really horrible. We're going to be totally destroyed. Here it is.
But we feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to get a response from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response, because what we really want is we want a world where oil and gas is flowing freely, where people can afford to heat their homes and cool their homes, where people can afford to transport themselves to work. That's not going to happen if the Iranians are engaged in acts of economic terrorism. So they've got to know. We've got tools in our toolkit that we so far haven't decided to use. The President of the United States can decide to use them, and he will decide to use them if the Iranians don't change their course of conduct.
Oh, so it's not we're just going to blow up power plants and bridges. No, we got other tools, and you've got people saying, let's use nukes. And again, I like to like J.D. Vance. He's a likable guy, smart. He's doing what Trump tells him. I'm not even saying he's a bad guy, but here's the deal. Iran's terrorists using the only leverage they have to block the Strait of Western oil when they're being bombed and blown up and their infrastructure destroyed? What are you talking about? How dare Iran, when we're punching them in the nose, put their hands up? I mean, come on, man. Nobody likes this underdog stuff. You have made Iran the underdog. You have made the U.S. the bully in Israel. And people are just watching us pound them in the face, sitting on top of them. And people don't like it. It's sick. And you go, well, screw what the rest of the world thinks. Okay. They're going to raise interest rates. The recovery's already failing. When it was succeeding, the globalists are so happy. Larry Fink looks as happy as a pig, and you know what. Now, here's Tucker saying President Trump is going to use nukes. Yeah, because they've been talking about it. Tucker knows the cabinet. Tucker talks to whoever he wants. You got to be around him in his house or whatever. It's like this person, that person. Okay. And then most of them are horrified behind the scenes. I can tell you, Vance is, you know, does not like this. But he's being loyal, probably to a fault here soon. And that's why Tucker was saying, hey, nukes, yesterday before this even broke about nukes, just like I was, because we got our finger to the pulse, ear to the ground. We know what we're talking about. We didn't just fall off a turnip truck yesterday. We're not influencers. We're American patriots. We're Paul Revere's. Here's Tucker.
So if you reach the end of your conventional power, where does that leave you? Oh, with non-conventional power. What's that a euphemism for? Nuclear weapons. And the effects of that hardly need to be explained. Well, they can't be fully known because modern nuclear weapons have never been used. But you can just draw obvious conclusions. Like life in Iran, not possible. So you wipe out a country of 92 million people.
And they are considering using it. Donald Trump calls for nuclear strike as demands grow for removal from office. Here is U.S. Ambassador Mike Waltz booed as he mentions Trump's peacemaking. Yeah, this is a bigger joke than Obama getting the Peace Prize and launching a bunch of wars. This is like total World War IV stuff. Here it is.
War, chaos, violence.
What?
And more unsafe world comes to mind, but if we're being honest, that's also the world that we're living in now. With the UN. So, my friends across the street worry that with President Trump's peacemaking,
Yeah, please. It's been such a long time. This has been going on for like 13 minutes.
Oh, come on. Is Mr. Dow still up 50,000?
Literally made off the stage with calling war peace. War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Here is the U.S. ambassador, as you just saw, absolutely insane. Now here's Lindsey Graham, Lady Graham, Tinkerbell, Sugar Tank, War Demon, saying the quiet part aloud. Oh, Iran was going to go off the petrodollar. They were threatening the petrodollar. But this war is actually going to get people off the petrodollar, dummy. But yeah, oh, now it's not about uranium. Now it's about world power and control and cutting China off. You say, okay, well, then do it. It wouldn't work. The Pentagon told you. Trump wanted to fire Gabbard because she told him. How dare someone tell the truth? How dare someone have integrity? How dare someone not be a lunatic? Here's Lady Graham.
The Strait of Hormuz. Right now, they're charging ships, the IRGC, the Iranians, to go through the straits, and they're taking the yuan, not the dollar. One threat of this whole debacle is if we start allowing the Chinese currency to be traded in oil, that will hurt the dollar. In 1974, every barrel of oil sold and traded in the world is traded in dollars. Now, what are the Iranians trying to do? They're trying to change the currency from a dollar to a Chinese yuan, and that's an attack on the dollar. And that needs to end, too. So I'm very optimistic.
Oh, you're very optimistic. Couldn't find your ass with both hands unless you had that princess wand. Now, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back with what Netanyahu is saying. I'm opening the phones up. Took like 15 calls from military. Only one guy called in and said, it's all a diversion for Kirk Allen. You're an idiot. You don't know. No, we know there's a bunch of disinformation operations, but we know the other effects of the economy and the world and the escalatory ladder. Not about your operationals, just carry out your operation. We think at the higher levels, Mr. Smarty Pants, but I'm going to open the phones up. I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying. We welcome people disagreeing. It's just bull crap. Here is a mega sale. This is so insane, it'll blow your mind. There's no commitment here. You just sign up for the deal, cancel anytime for free, one click on your profile, and you lock in Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue out there, so good for your whole body, so good for all your cells, so good to regenerate. It's just incredible. It's the most incredible product we ever had. It's the best methylene blue out there. At cost, 72% off when you subscribe with one click. It locks it in each month to order you a bottle. You cancel any time for free, one click, and it locks it in for $16.79. And that is literally at cost. Locked in for life as long as you say subscribe. This deal will not last long. New InfoWars cooler bundle, a great little ice chest with all of these free gifts and amazing products in it. Sunglasses, you name it. It's all about having fun with the InfoWars cooler. It's just jammed full of cool supplements and more. $199 value for $100. VIP members, $79.99. That's below cost. That's a loss leader for VIPs. Canceling time course for VIP. Spend $30 a month at the store, get $40 to spend. Eat instantly. Special deals, special offers, special sales, you just saw. InfoWars Ultimate Portable Cooler is rugged, insulated, and built to keep your drinks cold for hours. You get InfoWars Signature Edition, Polarized Sunglasses Limited Edition, InfoWars 2Z, and more. And a bunch of other sales on Ultra DNA Revival. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. They put it in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel, so good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexandrestore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexjonesstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you for your support.